The Hawaii Attorney General's office says public testimony cannot be censored and that the state Senate was wrong to do that about a proposed bill. Civil Beat reporter Chad Blair has a reality check. Hey there.
Hey, Beth Ann.
So what happened with the state Senate? I mean, how did they apparently deny the constitutional right of a person to submit testimony on a bill?
This concerns a bill that regards pregnancy information, providing that to people that need it. To use another word for it, abortion information would be included. The bill is controversial. There are several centers that are affiliated with religious organizations, and they oppose this bill because they feel it's infringement on their First Amendment rights, and in this case, the freedom of religion. But there's another issue at play here, and that's the freedom of speech. It's a little convoluted, but in a nutshell, a testimony that was submitted was deemed to be in violation of a federal medical privacy act. This is something that Senate President Ron Cochi felt strongly about, and so they literally took down testimony, would not post it publicly on the website, as is the norm for all legislation, for all testimony. The Attorney General's office says you can't do that. That's censorship. There's no reason to have done such an action.
Okay, you mentioned what we know as being the HIPAA law. You can't, you know, put information,
correct,
personal information out about somebody and health conditions. So just without violating that yourself, can you talk about what happened with this piece of testimony and what put it into jeopardy to where it was regarded as being something that should be censored?
A group called the Woman's Place in Waipio, it's part of a Calvary church, submitted the testimony. They took issue with the testimony of someone who works with Planned Parenthood. In essence, they shared information about an exit survey that this other person took after they had visited the YPO clinic, information about how they felt about their experience and did they like the staff and all that. And that's the concern about the privacy. Once the YPO group found out, they went to Breen Hariamoto, the state senator, who, by the way, opposes this bill. And he was very concerned. He asked the attorney general for the opinion on this. He then also tried to change the Senate rules to say, hey, make all testimony public. That was defeated Friday by Senate President Ron Cochi. It has been a bit of a struggle among leadership and ideals over this very fundamental First Amendment right.
And what happens to the HIPAA privacy issue with the person who was named in the testimony that was censored?
You know, you can read the testimony. It's on our site, depending on one's point of view. It revealed some information. Others might say it's fairly mild. I'll let the reader make that determination. I can tell you that the Attorney General's office said, look, this is not in violation of the federal law. That is not a problem. So this is something that Senate President is going to discuss with their own attorneys. Breen Hariamoto will be involved. He said he'd like to resolve this before session ends, which is May 4th.
All right. Well, I guess we're going to find out what happens with this, but a very interesting and convoluted situation.
Yes, it is.
Thanks, Chad.
Thank you, Beth Ann.
Have a good day down at the Capitol. Every day we bring you a reality check from Civil Beat, today with reporter Chad Blair.